Good morning and welcome to 101.9, your favorite station, Chai FM. Today is Thursday, the 17th of May, 2018. The time is now 9:06, and you're listening to Roy and Friends. My name is Roy Peretz, and I have my friends here from 96 Centon Drive. He's a great expert of Swiss watches and diamonds. His name is Liel Rimon.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Thank you.
We also have with us Peter Feldman, our blogger and South Africa's best movie critic. How are you, Peter?
I'm well, Roy. Thank you for asking.
We also have with us Moshe Starograd.
Good morning. Very good morning.
As a Moshe.
I think that's morning. The sound for Irene. Now you change it for Moshe. Moshe, that's for you falling asleep yesterday at the show.
Yeah.
As long as he wasn't snoring. Were you snoring?
If Roy wouldn't wake him up on time.
You should let him sleep for the next program.
Listen, somebody calls me from your office right now.
I told her to call Eitan. She's calling you.
Yeah.
She's very clever.
Yeah, very clever. Yeah. Maybe she's calling my telephone, and my telephone is connected to my telephone, and so
we talk a lot about women.
How the mind works.
How the mind works.
We actually must make a
way.
Show.
Yeah. They said God works in mysterious way. Well, woman mind takes a God with
They definitely work in mysterious way. So, what do we have to talk about today?
Yes.
So we've got a few things. So, this lovely morning we've got like this. So the insult of the Israeli ambassador in Turkey. They told him to take his shoes off. You know, you don't understand. It's proper insult. They told him to take his shoes off while he was on the checkup.
I don't think that's
the camera.
And that's
then,
the insult.
Yeah, no,
they
no it is.
Called,
it is.
They called all the media and all the photographers of the media to stand there in front of...
It is an insult.
Proper insult. proper insult. Please join us and call us 010-140-3020. You can also WhatsApp us at 061-895-1019. You can also, for $1.50, SMS us at 34519. Please be a part of our conversation. So the insult on the Israeli embassy in Turkey, you know, take off his shoes under cameras, that I think it was because of Erdogan elections is next month, and I think he's trying to get some... Yeah, he's trying to push some ideas.
Never mind that. You don't. One thing you must understand: Turkey is in financial trouble. The inflation is about 12%, and they are not so strong financially as they used to be economically. I mean, and that's the problem. He's also trying to make noise on the other side. You know.
Yeah, but you know. You're talking about the financial situation, and you know how many financial deals between Turkey and Israel.
$4 billion.
And how much Erdogan going to lose? So there's more one in the heart and one in the mouth. You know, he's doing something, but he will never cut the financial ties with Israel because he's got a lot to lose.
You know, let me tell you, the Israelis, because of the whole what's happening now. Israel Katz, one of Israel's ministers, trying to put a law in Israel to recognize the 1.5 million Armenians that were slaughtered and murdered in Turkey. You know,
not in Turkey, by the Turkish.
By the Turkish, sorry. The Turkish. Sorry, you're recalling. By the Turkish. I mean, this is, and you know, everybody is just sweeping it up under the carpet. 1.5 million people died. This is not a joke.
It was 100 years ago.
Yeah.
Almost 100 years.
There was a movie made about it, actually.
Was it?
Remember, yes.
Yeah, no,
you
told us about it. Not so long ago.
Yeah, not so long ago. It was,
many countries recognize this as a genocide.
Yes.
By Turkey against the Armenian
people.
And you know, and everybody, and Turkey, you know, is waving.
Turkey is asking diplomatically from everybody that she have ties with not to recognize it as a genocide.
Yes.
And a lot of people do it. But again, it's not a competition. Who killed who and who killed what? Turkey, I think you shot yourself in the leg, like you did in the Marmara. And wait for results. Watch
the
this
Marmara,
space.
In the Marmara, they got $20 million.
No, no. In the Marmara, it was not acceptable by any means. What? This one is also, I don't think it's acceptable. I don't think that, as Roy said, you're doing it as a election propaganda. So, wait.
Gimpel the Fool is saying, but Erdogan rigs his elections. So it's just malicious.
Also, you're right.
You're right.
Yeah, I don't need right. to win really, the election. Yeah.
I mean, he's not a sultan.
Yeah.
He's not anymore prime minister. He's not anymore a president. He's the supreme ruler.
What was the name of Atatürk? He wants to be the new Atatürk.
No. He wants to be Sultan Palamun. He doesn't want...
I don't know
Atatürk
Palamun.
Actually... Atatürk was the right guy that took Turkey out of the dark ages.
Absolutely.
And put them into themselves Europeans. You know, Atatürk was the first one that told the woman they must take off the abaya. Mm. They must take it off. And he made a law to take it off. And he said all the men must shave the mustache and take off the stupid, you know, the stupid
yes,
head
the,
got
the
with
the
little
head,
pompon. Yeah.
Little pompon.
Atatürk was the father of the modern Turkey.
I know, but what I mean is that Atatürk was a total leader of Turkey. Erdogan wants to be total leader.
Yeah.
He only by death they can. Like
before Atatürk, there was all the sultans, was all the kings.
Okay.
So Atatürk was he brought into the country as well the writing they used to write in Arabic writing,
uh-huh.
And he changed it to English, to Latin letters.
Turkey for many years was a paradise until Erdogan party
More
took
less,
over
yeah.
in 90. I think it was 97. If I'm not wrong, it was a paradise. There was alcohol there. There were Muslims, but
therefore,
Muslims light, diet Muslims. Yeah, they were not.
You're in Europe. Be part of Europe.
Yeah,
I think
exactly.
So.
I think so too. But
you're only gonna gain from it.
Somebody's asking, where is this lecture held? Adele Lacob, Adele. I don't know what you're talking about. But maybe it was
from the previous show.
You must call Howard Feldman.
Yeah. Yep. Tomorrow morning.
Right. Tomorrow morning. And so 1.5 million Armenians were killed and murdered by Turkey. Over and above that, I mean, what's happening now with the? I mean, he's not doing justice to Armenians even now in those days. So
and the Kurds.
Ooh, shame. And yeah. The Kurds. What more we don't say? We wouldn't say. Bibi said, "We remember our friends, and Guatemala is our friend." And today, before yesterday, was it yesterday?
Yesterday,
the Guatemala embassy opened.
No.
I mean, it's amazing.
The Guatemala embassy was always open. They moved it to Jerusalem.
Transferred it.
The second embassy they transferred to Jerusalem. It's a great, brave move, for my opinion, of Guatemala.
But Guatemala said, if you remember, just after Trump, they said...
Yeah, immediately we move.
We're moving.
And I think next week there's another... next week is... who's going to open next week? I think Chile.
I don't know. The more the merrier.
I'm not sure. One South America, another South America. So what more? Lieberman said, Lieberman's Israeli defense minister. He says Hamas defeated. Basically, Hamas is defeated and refused to get them humanitarian help from Israel. They were defeated.
Oh, did you heard about it?
They refused to get humanitarian help from Israel. He said, and I quote, a bunch of cannibals that tries even the kids as ammunitions. They use the kids as ammunition. That's exactly his words. I translate to English.
They use the kids as shields.
Not exactly shield, as ammunition.
Ammunition.
Yeah, he says they've got rockets. They've got guns and they've got kids.
They send the kids to the Israelis to jump on Israelis. That's weapon. I'm sorry.
It is a weapon, 100%.
And what other thing that he said? It because yesterday there was a lot of humanitarian equipment that's coming into Gaza to help them because of what
from
happened.
Israel.
Also from Israel. And the ones from Israel, they didn't let in. That was full of saving life equipment and medicine and whatever. They didn't let them in because, they don't want them.
Because it was Mark Tzal. It was Mark the...
I don't know why they did Mark.
The army... The IDF mark on it. Yeah. Yeah, let me tell you. They're all very...
And that's the Hamas. This is stuff to help the people. It's not for the Hamas. It's for the people.
It's amazing, huh? It's amazing.
Because the Hamas, whatever you bring to Gaza, if the Hamas can use it, to build weapons, to do anything that's got to do with terror and war, they use it first before they give it to the people, to use it for saving life, for rebuilding the Gaza Strip and so on.
So let me tell you a story, and I hope you guys are listening. There's actually a nice story about the current situation facing Gaza. You know, it's quite a sad joke, I must say. So basically, the idea is like this. When a fly comes into a coffee cup, the Italian pours the coffee and really goes out furiously.
He's upset
and there's a fly inside. He throws it away. The Frenchman takes out the fly and drinks the coffee. The Chinese eat the fly and pour the coffee. The Russian quickly drinks the coffee with the fly. The Israeli sells the coffee to the Frenchman. The flies to the Chinese. Buy himself a new cup of coffee and use the remaining coffee to build the remaining money to build a device that will prevent the fly from falling to the coffee. The Palestinian accuses the Israeli of putting the fly in the coffee, filing a complaint with the UN, getting a loan from the UN to buy a new cup of coffee, using the money to buy weapons, then blowing the cafe. While the Italian, French, Chinese, Russian trying to explain the Israeli why should he give his cup of coffee to the Palestinian from the beginning. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I think you must tell it to us again slowly.
So you understand.
We'll understand because it is quite clever.
All right. So it works like this. Just guys, if you didn't understand, listen to that one. So it works like this. The Italian, there's a cup of coffee, there's a fly in the coffee. The Italian pours the coffee and runs away, upset. The Frenchman drinks, takes the flies out carefully and drinks the coffee. The Chinese eat the flies and throws the coffee. The Russian quickly drinking the coffee with the fly. The Israeli sells the coffee to the Frenchman. The flies sell to the Chinese. Buys himself a new cup of coffee from the remaining money, build a device that prevents from flies to land into coffee. The Palestinian, in the meantime, excuses the Israeli that he put the fly in the coffee, filing a complaint with the UN, getting a loan to buy a new cup of coffee, using the same money instead of buying coffee, is buying a weapon to blow up the Italian, the cafe where the Italian and the Russian and the Frenchman are sitting.
And the Chinese
are sitting. In the meantime, while that whole thing happening, all those guys trying to explain to the Israeli why he should have given his cup of coffee to the Palestinians.
So what is the moral there? What is the underlying theme? Don't drink coffee.
No.
Or don't congregate in a coffee shop.
Not only this.
It is so complicated, I lost track after the Chinese ate the fly.
Do you know the deal, John?
I will tell you what is the whole thing. If you understand that properly, the only thing of here is the creativity of the Israelis that they want to buy a device to prevent this thing. Nobody is creative over here.
And the Palestinian.
And Israel is a creative country. That's why. And
you're not biased, are you?
No, I'm not biased at all.
Again. Not at all.
Again, I am very biased, Peter, but the truth is and the fact is, I'm not talking about all the fake news that is around. The fact is that Israel is a creative country.
Absolutely.
And Palestine, or the Palestinian people, or the Palestinian leadership, all they want to do is
Entitlement,
fight, bad things.
So
like Roy said, yesterday, if you remember, there was the day of anger, the day of... every day is the day of anger. You're waking up. Good
rage.
Morning, Peter.
I'm upset.
They're upset. The whole time they're upset. But they don't have any good days. They don't have like a day of giving flowers, a day of being a nice guy day. You know, we in Israel, you got a day of recognition, a day of this, a day of that. It's always a nice day, something nice.
They do
something
give flowers,
for humanity.
Right? They do give flowers.
We love to party. We don't like
yeah,
to
party.
Yeah,
a flower called Snapdragon. It eats other flies.
I really don't know.
Roy.
Yeah?
Should we change the subject slightly?
If Turkey, there's a couple of SMSs we got from Gimel Ful. It says, if Turkey is admitted to the EU, can you imagine how many immigrants Erdogan would have sent to Europe? It would be, what is it? Caliphate. Caliphate?
Caliphate, yeah.
I don't even know what it is. Within 10 years.
Caliphate.
What is caliphate?
Khalifa.
Yes. Sorry.
Khalifa.
Oh, yeah, Khalifa. Yeah, all right, now I understand. Gimbalful says again, Honduras next week, not Chile. Chile is hateful. All right, you're right.
Yeah, Chile is Honduras? Very pro-Palestinian.
Yeah, all right. Honduras. Sorry, 100%. You know what the joke is? In Chile, there's so many Jews, eh? Oh.
Jews and Palestinians also. Lots of Palestinians.
In Chile and Uruguay, if I'm not wrong, is the biggest population of Palestinian outside of
In South America.
Jordan,
That's where Suarez learned how to bite people.
All right. That's not nice.
Really. No, it was right after the course, how to blow yourself up.
I'm going to say something. You know, there's a couple of nice Arabs, I must say. And this one, I actually love this song. This is a song of Sting that it sings together with the
Moroccan guy.
Yeah, with a Moroccan guy. It's one of the best, one of his best songs. So after that, we talk. And we're back. Thank you for staying with us. 010-140-3020. 34519, it will cost you $1.50 or for free, 061-895-1019. First of all, just to fix you up, Gimple the Fool, Honduras won't be next week, and sorry to disappoint you, so it wasn't Honduras, it was my mistake, it wasn't Chile, it's Paraguay. So Paraguay will be the next embassy to open in Jerusalem, and then after Paraguay will be Romania. Funny enough, Romania and Hungary and Hungary and I think it was
Czech Republic,
where the three supporters of Israel in the UN that tried to pass the European Union resolution against Israel, and there were the three that actually held it back. And I must say thank you guys.
Salute
to them, because they were you know, it's about time that some people will stand with us. And I think that the whole situation in the Middle East will change, because there is a big brother right now that watches over Israel rather than pushes us to the.
And you know, Roy, you know how I feel about Trump. I'm not from the greatest supporters, but what Trump did in the Middle East, it's actually very, very clever. If you remember, 1 year ago, he went to Saudi, and he started over there, and he told all the Middle East, listen, guys, the Israeli-Palestinian problem will be solved, but we're not going to single everything that is wrong with the Middle East around that. We're going to try to solve everything as it is. And the Israeli and the... you can't tell me every time I come and ask to do this or to ask to try this and to talk to this. No, but the Israeli and Palestinian first. No, it's not going to work anymore. And we're going to do it differently from now on. And like in North Korea, it works. And I'm sorry for everybody that have a doubt. This is facts, guys. North Korea probably going to be solved before the end of the year. Palestinian and Israeli, I don't see it solving, but this
not
change.
In, not in our generation.
This change will...
Yeah, the idea is very simple. The idea is when there is... you know, when you're looking at people like... how do you call this guy that used to be at Balad, but now is exiled? Anyway,
I know what you're talking about. He was in South Africa as well.
Yeah, so anyway, this guy, he said, without the left-wingers, we wouldn't have hope. We wouldn't even try to start that. So the idea is, you know, sometimes you need to have a strong boy to say, listen, guys, you stop. We don't believe you anymore. Stop your nonsense. It's impossible to blame the only democratic country in the Middle East for all the crimes. And across the border, you got Syria that slaughters their own citizens, 500,000 citizens. The supreme owner, the supreme
leader.
I don't know, leader. Who does he lead? Assad. Assad doesn't lead anybody.
Assad is the great lion of Syria.
Leon.
He doesn't lead a quiet life, that's for sure.
Let me tell you something. So anyway, I mean, he bombs his people, gases people. And they blame... And you know what the joke is? Right now, in Israelis' hospitals, there's about 1,500 people from Syria being taken care of. I mean, Israel is taking care of it. Yeah. In any given moment, we open and help humanitarian, whatever, and they always blame us for everything. Why? People blame the successful people. Over and above that, I really, truly believe that everything is money. At the end of the day, if you're looking at Ismail Haniyeh, about 2, 3, 4 years ago, they recognized that he's got about $1.7 billion in his bank account. I mean, that doesn't come from charity work, you know? Mm. So what happened?
It does come from charity work, but it's not supposed to come to him.
Yeah, no, it doesn't come to him.
Clever,
so
Liam.
What he does is, well, it's very simple. When he gets $100 million from all those humanitarian organizations, he takes like $10 million, put it into building tunnels. Tunnels. And 90 puts into his pocket. Ah. There's no in between. That's how it works.
I think it's 50-50.
What? No. Those guys, I promise you, they live their life. All those Muhammad Deifs and whatever, they really, really live their life.
It's exactly like our guys over here.
Yeah. Which guys?
Mm-hmm. Our government.
Our government is even better. Even better. So this morning, Trevor Manuel said, this morning I listened to the news, I think it said it yesterday. Trevor Manuel said that the damage done during the Zuma era will be very difficult to fix. Basically, it's almost impossible to fix. And the worst thing is it's unchanged by Ramaphosa. The stuff is still unchanged by Ramaphosa. The ANC is a shadow of what it was. That's what he said. He was talking about land redistribution. I mean, he said that a lot of people got their lands during the apartheid and made millions out of this land. We're talking about like a lot of farmers made millions out of lands. But over and above that, those millions they made selling good quality products into the South African market, exporting, paying good taxes. They didn't just make millions. They also paid a lot of taxes. And over and above that, you're going to give people land. They're going to do nothing with it. And we're going to starve here in South Africa.
Right,
that's what's going to happen.
What we did internationally in the time of the apartheid, we were separated from the rest of the world. We couldn't do business with anybody else.
So we were forced to actually do what we were doing during that period.
You understand?
Yeah, so I don't understand.
Well, self-sufficient.
What money did you make internationally? What?
Yeah, over and above that, what he wants to do is he wants to raise 1 trillion rand. From where? Who's going to give him money now? Who's going to give money to a country which is corrupt?
Excuse and then you can me, say, Roy. Trillion rand is a monthly salary in the U.S. No?
Yes.
1 trillion rand.
How much is
that's
it?
No, it's still a lot of money.
Still a lot.
It's a lot of
moolah. It's 1,000 billions. It's a lot of money. Okay. It's more than Messi's worth.
Has Messi paid his taxes?
Okay. Not all of them, man.
Someone asked yesterday.
Most of them. But you know that in another connection to the government, something completely different, the South African government was the first, even before Turkey, to call the ambassador back from Israel. The South African ambassador was the first one to be called back after what happened
for
on Monday.
Talk.
I don't know if I talk. They called him back. They're not talking about bringing him back.
They're not recalling, not so quickly recalling. What they did is they called him for a talk. That's what they said. In the meantime,
they're going to send him back.
I really am not sure. Exactly. But what happened right now is that there's a lot of Israelis here that don't have citizenship or residency. I think we're facing a problem, guys. We're facing a problem with a government which is anti-Semite as well. Anti-white, anti-Semite, anti...
Very anti.
Yeah, they're very anti and they're very pro-stealing money. And,
that's not going to change in the immediate...
No, it's not. It doesn't look like it's going to change. It's getting worse and worse. And
you know the future, Peter. You.
Yeah, I'm a seer, yes. I've last night, can I just change the subject slightly?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, Roy, there's not many plays that focus on the Jewish element or the Jewish theme. And last night I went to the Auto & General Theatre on the Square, which is quite near where you reside, to see a play called Visiting Mr. Green.
Yeah.
And it's written by Jeff Baron, and it's about an old Jewish man, a cantankerous man in his 70s who had lost his wife, Yetta, was on his own trying to survive in Manhattan in New York. And a young guy named Ross, played by a guy named Roberto Pombo. The old man is played by Michael Richard, who is one of the top actors in South Africa. And he's got to look after him. He's got to do community service because of reckless driving. And the court sent him to look after Mr. Green. So once a week, he's got to go and visit Mr. Green. And at first, Mr. Green is not happy about having this intruder. He wants to know who he is. And as the play develops, the relationship between these two characters develop. It's a brilliant play. It's well-crafted. And it has a very strong Jewish identity, the Russian coming to America, trying to survive, his family, his relationship with his family. And I'd highly recommend it, Roy. It's called Visiting Mr. Green, and it's on at Theatre on the Square.
Good, guys. I mean, just listen to that. Go to see some. Let's support our
some theatre, get some culture.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, talking about culture.
Yes.
So what did you find about Rambo? Is it in or out?
As far as I know, it's on.
Is it on?
Yes, he's got to start working himself in the gym. He's got to get on.
He need to grow his hair.
Yeah,
it's a lot of time.
He's got to straighten his nose. He's got a few things to do.
Okay.
But, you know, in Hollywood today, they can do so many amazing things with...
Listen, he's not a youngster anymore, eh?
Aren't we not? We're all not youngsters.
Talk for yourself.
I'm talking for myself. I'm fine. It's going to be an interesting Rambo. I think Roy will enjoy it. Roy, you can look forward to something.
I love Rambo.
You've been a great Rambo fan, haven't you? Or is it Sylvester Stallone fan or a Rambo fan?
Depends.
You like Sylvester Stallone. I mean, he's quite creative.
Who do you think will...
He's amazing. He made amazing films, yeah.
Who do you think will win in a fight between Rambo and Sylvester Stallone?
I think Sylvester Stallone...
Depends who's going to be the judge.
No, Sylvester Stallone has
Rocky is the judge.
Rocky is the judge, yes. Remember Carl Weathers?
No, when we were kids, we used to ask, who's stronger, Rocky or Rambo?
Rocky or Rambo.
Yeah.
So who's stronger?
Depends. I think Rambo.
So
Rambo,
William,
have guns.
You know, Bill Paxton. You remember Bill Paxton? So
yes.
Today is his unfortunate birthday. The guy died.
Died
like a year and a half ago.
Yeah.
He died on 25th February 2017. He would have been today, he was 155, so he would have been today 63. What can I say about him? I actually like the guy. William Paxton was an American actor and director. He appeared in films such as Terminator, Weird Science, Aliens, Predator 2, Tombstone, True Lies, which was amazing. I love True Lies. Apollo 13, Twister, Titanic, U-571, Vertical Limit, Edge of Tomorrow, and Nightcrawler.
Nightcrawler. Did you see Nightcrawler?
He died of a stroke. Loss. I can't believe it. I mean, he looked like quite fit guy, eh?
Yeah, you know that stroke doesn't really
doesn't care about fitness.
When the calling comes, Roy, you've got to answer it, I'm afraid.
Yeah, I must say, by the way, I mean, if you're over 55, there's the World Health Organization. I just heard yesterday from my son. The World Health Organization say you have to take the 81 milligram of aspirin daily. You have to take your injection for flu, and you have to redo your hepatitis.
Your eating pattern.
No, your hepatitis. Your hepatitis.
Oh, hepatitis.
C or B, I don't know which one. One of the hepatitis.
Checkout.
How do you say? You have to immune yourself again against hepatitis.
Really?
Yeah. And TB. So TB, hepatitis. And you have to do your flu injection after the age of 55. And you have to don't forget to take your 81 milligrams of aspirin daily to thin the blood. Yeah, Bob Saget, American stand-up and comedy.
I remember him.
Yeah, you remember him?
Yeah,
definitely.
Bob Saget
was American.
He was
American
Full House.
Famous video. Yeah, Full House.
Full House.
But he was the legendary host of America's craziest videos.
Yeah, something like this,
yes.
With animals and all
before
this.
Before YouTube, yeah.
Yeah. So, Full House, it was Netflix, and then Fuller House, and I don't know what he had. But anyway, 63 years old. He was born today in 1956. He's 1 meter 93 centimeters. Tall guy,
He's a comedian, I think.
Yeah. He was married to one woman, Sherry Kramer, and he never married again. From 82 to 97, I understand him fully. He's got kids. He's got three kids. three girls. You
what happened in 97? Oh,
97. I don't know what happened in 97.
He said from 82 to 97.
Yeah.
They divorced.
Divorced. And he never remarried. That's why I understand him.
So he
fully understand him.
He learned from his mistake.
He learns from mistake. Yeah.
Listen.
You know what my grandfather used to
never
say?
Never too late.
It's never. My grandfather used to say.
Especially now when they invented
just
the Viagra.
Just listen to what his grandfather used to say.
No, I'm just saying. Now when they invented the Viagra, it's never too late.
It's never too late. Yeah, but my grandfather used to say, stupid people. So they say clever people learn from other people's mistake. A little bit less clever people or slightly stupid people learn from their own mistake. People that totally brainless don't learn even from their own mistakes. Those people that marry third, fourth,
Roy,
whatever. Yeah,
you're never too old to learn something stupid. Let me tell you now.
No, you never. You know Sugar Ray Leonard.
Leonard.
He was born today. 63 years old as well. Yeah, 63 years old as well. And his name is Ray Charles Leonard, best known as Sugar Ray Leonard, American former professional boxer, motivational speaker, and occasional actor.
Haven't seen him in any movies, have you?
Yeah, I've seen
him
for a couple. Not in good ones. Yeah,
B grade. They didn't want to pay him too much money.
So he married twice. He wasn't that clever. But the last one he divorced in 1990. Till today, he's happy. He's got 4 kids. Yeah. He says, within our dreams, aspirations, we find our opportunities. I believe that. So it's not that stupid neither. What I want to say.
They're talking, you know, that Israel last week won the Eurovision competition.
Yes, I'm going to put the song now.
With Netta Barzilai, a great song, a great kid that really brought a lot of joys to Israel.
She's actually amazing, I'm going to tell you.
Not that
great looking, though.
I really love her to death. I don't care how she looks. She can be...
Really?
Yes. Not everything is about looks, Roy. I will explain to you another day. But
not everything is about looks.
Have you got a couple of hours to discuss that?
No. She the way that the positivity, the energy, the smile, everything. Listen, the way that she won. But what I wanted to say about the Eurovision competition, and I forgot completely. Because we're talking about looks.
Yeah. No, I was talking about looks. You were talking about your vision.
You said you're going to put the song.
Ouch.
Thank you for staying with us. It's 9:49. We've got about 5 minutes to go. And Ronnie's asking us, Boker Tov and friends, can you talk and suggest what to do with Jewish people like Jonathan Sapiro, Deep Fried Man, ex-ambassador Ilan Baruch, and all the advocates, etc., all advocate against Israel? Thank you, Ronnie. Ronnie, thank you for saying that. Thank you for raising the point. I think that you're completely right. Those are actually people that don't understand. How can you advocate against Israel? The only nation that actually, when you're Jewish and something happens, you know you can go there. You know, only 70 years ago, before there was Israel, no other nation wanted to accept us. 80 years ago. Call it 80 years ago when the rise of Nazism.
But call it 73 years ago. The World War II only finished in 1945. They only released us from the camps.
Yes, okay, so you're right. Yeah, you're right.
73 years ago since...
No one wants us. No one wanted us.
Including the USA.
Including the USA.
Yeah.
No other country wanted us. And you know, we're looking at Europe. Europe was the biggest cemetery of the Jewish nation. Anti-Semitism. How can you enable? How can you say anything wrong? How can you say something about... doesn't matter if you politically think left or right. There's nothing wrong with different thinking. And people can think differently. But how can you, as a Jewish person, can think against Israel?
Advocate against Israel
right now.
And it's not only these people. What about this New Zealand girl that started all the BDS against the singer to come to Israel?
Yeah.
She's a Jewish girl. I don't understand what...
What is wrong with you guys?
What
is wrong with you guys?
What they teach you?
And you know what? I would love to have a Deep Fried Man, with all the respect that he thinks is very clever, come to my show. Put your thoughts here in my show. Let me see if I can rape you or not. And Deep Fried Man, Jonathan Sapiro, and the great ambassador, Ilan Baruch. You know what? Israel gave you opportunity to come and represent it. And that's what you do. You must be ashamed of yourself. Sorry to say that. You must be ashamed of yourself. Because if you don't work, you work, at least you work, you get your salary from Israel, and you're talking bad things about Israel. This is wrong. This is completely wrong. You know what? If I work for South Africa, I'll never say bad things about South Africa. If you work for Israel, you don't say bad things about Israel. You don't get salary from one place. Eat. And then, I don't want to say crap in the same place.
Spit in the hand that feed you.
Yeah.
Before we go, Moshe want to say something. It's very, very important.
Oh, yes. I just want to wish Sasha, that she called herself Sasha Star.
She's now a star.
It's her birthday today, and she's in Israel. So, Sash, enjoy your birthday day in the warm Tel Aviv.
Come on.
Happy birthday, Sashi.
Happy birthday.
We miss you and we love you very, very much.
When is she coming back?
She's going to come back.
On the 1st of June.
Okay, so she's got a bit of time. Lovely.
Yeah, nice.
She's enjoying it there very much, you know.
Yeah, she's going to have a nice pita and hummus today and celebrate properly.
With a candle in the middle
lemonade.
Of the hummus.
Oh.
Leo, and then, are you missing Israel, Leo?
I'm missing Israel every day.
And after eating the pita and the falafel, you look like Netta Barzilai.
I don't care. You're happy.
If you can sing like Netta Barzilai, it won't be bad neither. She can sing, this girl. She's quite a performer.
She's quite
a performer, I must say.
I don't know. And she gave us hope in the good time, so.
What do you mean?
Huh? It's with the opening of the American embassy, yeah, and all the stuff that happened to win the Eurovision. I think it's great. I really think it's great.
Time is now 9:54 actually, and we're going to put the last song and we're going to get away. So, who are we going to put today? So, you know, just for Ardoan, yesterday we put Kiss Kiss, must we put again?
Don't forget to say Chag Sameach, guys. On Sunday it's Shavuot.
Chag Sameach.
It's Chag Sameach. Week's holiday.
Is it week's holiday?
Weeks.
Weeks.
Shavuot.
Shavuot is weeks.
Yeah. And everybody must shave.
You know, I'm going to put the song that is always worked Moshe, for me. It's a beautiful song by Jose Feliciano.
Which one?
Raining Day.
Raining.
Yeah.
I don't know.
We played it a couple of times when you wasn't here, but when you weren't here. Nobody can blame us, listen.
Oh, did you?
He was a great artist. It's an
awesome song.
He came out some years ago, really.
Say again?
Jose Feliciano came out to South Africa.
Did he?
Yes, many years ago, and he performed. He was fantastic.
It's amazing. You know, he met with all the big presidents. He's actually an amazing personality.
Did you know that you ever saw his wife?
No, I don't think he did neither.
Oh, that's old. He's got gray hairs, Leo.
He's old and he's little.
I know, but I laughed.
You laughed as long as you laughed.
Guys, have a lekker, lekker Shabbos and Chag Sameach.
Chag Sameach.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Yerchi Medinat Yisrael.